Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. God's going to judge every deed, every secret deed, whether good or evil. All right, so what we do today matters for tomorrow. Our actions are not insignificant in the eyes of God. He will finally evaluate every word, thought, and deed. Think about that. This will take place at two judgments, the great white throne judgment, that's for unbelievers, and the judgment seat of Christ, that's for believers. The final judgments are unavoidable. Everyone will take their turn. We will all give an account. Let's start with the great white throne judgment. It's the final judgment prior to the verdict of eternal death, hell. I know that many people don't want to hear about hell, but the reality of an eternal separation from God cannot be ignored simply because it makes us uncomfortable. Revelation 19 and 20 explain that God's judgment will take place after the millennial kingdom and after Satan has been thrown into hell. In this passage, hell is called the lake of fire. According to Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, the book will be opened, the book with all our records in it. Book contains everyone's deeds, and then judgment will follow. This will be the final judgment on rebellion against God. The great white throne judgment is for those who have not trusted in Christ. Believers will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. They'll not be judged for our sins. Jesus took our sins in his body on the cross and paid the penalty for our sins once and for all. We will never be condemned for our sins. That's Romans 8:1 tells us that clearly. At the judgment seat of Christ, the focus will be on how faithfully we serve Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 12 gives us a great summary of this time that believers will have before Jesus. James says this, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test of time, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." You see, what we do today matters tomorrow. Honoring God today reminds us that we will stand before him soon and give an account. And that puts things in a solemn and a right perspective, because as Solomon reminds us, God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So take some time to thank God for loving you so much that he would send Jesus to pay the penalty for your sin. Ask God to help you comprehend the significance of today's words and our thoughts and our deeds and our actions that take place today. Ask God to empower you by his Spirit to help you live obediently before him today. And thank God that he loves you unconditionally and graciously forgives you when you fail. When you're ready, you can wrap up your prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.